Today on Press TV, Israel resumes its bloody offensive on the Gaza Strip after a three-day ceasefire expired at 500 hours GMT. Israeli warplanes pounded several areas across Gaza, killing at least five Palestinians, two of them children. Thousands of people have also evacuated their homes in eastern Gaza. Palestinian fighters have fired more than 50 rockets into Israel. At least two Israelis, including a soldier, have been wounded in Shaar Negev. Rockets have also inflicted damage to buildings around the regional council in the same area. Palestinian resistance group Hamas has blamed the failure of Cairo truce talks on Israel. Hamas spokesperson Abu Zohri said Israel is responsible for stalling negotiations and ignoring the Palestinian side's demands. He also warned Tel Aviv of consequences. Hamas and the Islamic Jihad have rejected any temporary ceasefire with Israel. Israeli forces have shot and killed a Palestinian teenager in the occupied West Bank. The incident occurred near a settlement in the town of Albira. Earlier in the day, over 50 Palestinians were injured during clashes with Israeli soldiers in the city of Hebron, also known as Al-Khalil. Lebanese troops have begun to enter the town of Arsal on the Syrian border after days of clashes with militants there. The military says it has already set up a checkpoint on the western side of the city as it's gradually moving forward. The Pentagon says two U.S. aircraft have pounded an ISIL position near Kurdistan region's capital Erbil. Rear Admiral John Kirby said the move came after militants shelled Kurdish forces around Erbil, where American personnel are stationed. He added that Washington will continue attacking ISIL whenever its interests are in danger. Afghan rival presidential candidates have signed a deal to cooperate on the formation of a national unity government. Ashraf Ghani and Abdullah Abdullah were previously locked in a dispute over the presidential election results. Abdullah claimed widespread fraud in the vote counting process, which put Ghani in the lead. And the Ukrainian Prime Minister has announced a series of sanctions against a group of Russian businesses and nationals. Arseniy Yatsenyuk said the list includes firms and figures accused by Kiev of backing pro-Russians fighting the Ukrainian government in the east. The application of the sanctions needs to be approved by the parliament. Those are latest here on Press TV.